with everything they keep saying about climate stuff, and then they approve more drilling in Middle Eastern countries and in Canada for mines, but they say it's bad if we do it here. I actually have a genius idea that would help, you know, take a lot of strain off the grid and stop the burning of fossil fuels. That's 100% green. So stick around, because I think it's actually quite educational. We'll get to it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Welcome to yet another Jesse Rosinski show short. And this one, I promise, is going to be shorter than the one on the student loan forgiveness. But I saw someone say something stupid on someone's Facebook the other day. Again, I try to stay away from all this stuff. But some comments, like when they're on your friend's stuff, you know, obviously you see your friend's posts and you see the comment right there as you're scrolling. So some of it's unavoidable. Like it said, because average, well, we're up to like 0.32 degrees a decade, like temperature rise on the planet, like and all that. And someone said, like, we're going to be up to like over 125 degree average temperature, which is a very large jump compared to where we, by that number, like by 2053, like you have to be insane, really, to think that. All I have to do is look at all the numbers and like we have to explode in order to go up that hot. Anyway, and again, you ever, anyone in Northeast PA listening or anywhere, like Shades of Death Trail, Hickory Run, you ever been to Hickory Run? You know, if you don't, you don't, but everyone's been on hiking trails in the woods. Like, notice the temperature where you're on the road before you get into the trees and the temperature difference just there. Like, how about we stop tearing all this woodlands down and start fields of hemp? Let the trees grow, but we could do hemp, paper, rope, fabric, like all that. I mean, keep it going all the time. It keeps the ground cover and it stops us from tearing down any more trees than we have to keep having the supply for wood and, you know, paper and all the things that we use it for. We could, you know, take care of some of that problem. Stop tearing down old, you know, leaving old buildings that aren't being used and just building new strip malls, which clears more stuff, more parking lots and all that, which just raises the temperature of the ground immensely, which then makes the air hot, which, you know, helps none of this situation. Like, no one seems to understand that. And I've already gone over all of that, but here's the crazy one that, you know, really gets me going. Pardon me, one brief throat's been drying out. Throat hasn't recovered from COVID, but crazy thought. They're all worried about solar and wind and all of that, and they like to throw, you know, billions, hundreds of billions for student loan forgiveness. The border, other people's borders, gender studies in other countries, you know, all of that. They don't want to spend any towards the wall, $500,000 to build Biden a wall, like all this around his vacation home, like all this stuff. But when it comes to energy, they want to give subsidies for buying electric cars to do all of this. Here's a crazy idea. I love to spend money. Hear me out. What if they took all this money they're giving to things, dumb things that really aren't helping anything, to make, yeah, they sound nice. They really do. That's what most of them are. They just sound really, really nice. And if you're watching this, please comment and tell me if you're seeing my this whole thing. Like, it's freaking me out. There's light going up there. But we've all seen me wear this shirt before, so it's freaking me out. But they took all that money that they're wasting on all this stuff, that billions for everything. What if they just get all these solar panels, right? Hear me out. And they just make sure they could fix all of their buildings and all of our houses, our roofs, give us all a solar array, put the battery in the garage for us, we could put it right into that to supply the house with energy from the sun, and we only need to burn fuels, everything we have to at power plants, for them to come in and pick up the rest when our solar, you know, runs out, you know, and we need to pick up the place. That would be a great way to help the planet, wouldn't it? They love wasting money. And they love giving money to everything. They can get all of us solar panels to put on all of our roofs, plug it into the house there, and that would take a lot of strain off of the grid and a lot less fossil fuels would be getting burned that way, as they love solar so much, put it on their own buildings, apartment, everything. You know, they could do that to help. Think of how much that would help if everyone's house was like hooked up like that, had the battery pack, so it was all just sun powering all of this around me and you. Wouldn't be diesel, coal, natural gas, anything burning to fuel the power plants. keep them going, and it'll all be solar coming from there. They wouldn't have to clear any more fields for solar farms or anything. Just think, if they actually put money towards that, that would actually be a great way to do it. I'm pretty sure most of us would agree and would be okay with it. But that's a way to actually help, you know, stop burning so much. They're so for green energy. That is a hell of a move. One hell of, oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of that. Like, that would be amazing. It's food for thought. Yeah, all the crazy ideas we hear everyone say, you know, California's talking about banning the sale of new gas-powered cars. Like, all this stupid shit that they're doing, trying to force people's hands. Why don't, like, they could literally take all the solar that they're pushing on, and when they say it's so good, instead of clearing down fields, put them all on our houses. Take the billions you waste on other countries, gender studies in Pakistan, all that stuff, pottery in Morocco. Like, you could do all of, like, think if they just gave everyone, you know, battery pack in the garage, solar up the roof, which would then keep less heat from hitting the house, which would keep it cooler anyway, which means we'd have to pump in less then, because there'd be a lot less direct sunlight hitting the house, like, building, like, that big old warehouses. Think how much they could save just by putting all that on there. But do you have to go fix some of them? Yeah. You have to do that anyway, if they're in a field and something rips through it, like, and we could stop taking away woodlands and everything else and take a metric ton of strain off of the grid. I'm not even sure you can actually physically argue that one unless you're batshit nuts. Like, that's a genius thought. Never mind your wind power, never mind clearing fields for solar. Like, just spend the billions it would take to give us all solar stuff, because that'd be very advanced for the thing, and it would take a lot of strain off the grid. Still have the grid there when you need it for when shit storms and stuff, you know, comes through, because that's going to happen no matter what. Yeah, you know, crazy freezes in places. But no matter what, if you have solar on everyone, they'll still have to run at some point, because there's not going to be enough thing. You know, there's going to be places that are burning up way more than that, so they're going to keep burning and, like, have them running so they can keep going. Like, and it would just take a lot, like, off the grid. And they love to throw money away. That would be a hell of a one. And it would actually do something for the climate. Global warming and, you know, green energy. Like, that's a hell of a plan for green energy, in my opinion. That'd be amazing. That would actually help a lot of the situation, in my opinion. I know what my opinion's worth, which, you know, isn't a lot to a lot of people. I know a lot of people. I know enough people have see the, you know, numbers on some of these. Yeah, opinion doesn't mean much, but I mean, that one really, it's one of those you can't argue. Solar panels keep the building cooler. It means less heat, which means we're burning less stuff to keep it cool. We have the battery pack to store it, so the grid's less abused, and we could go solar like they want. And it wouldn't be fully solar, because people would still need power. So it would just take a lot of strain off the grid to include people that have electric cars. So they'd be pumping electricity. They have a right to go into that automatically from the sun. Which, again, less strain, burns less fossil fuels, which is the whole damn point that they keep talking about all this, even though they're letting people drill in other countries and mine things in Canada, helping give money to approve all that. Another, you know, in Canada, because, you know, apparently you can mine and drill for oil everywhere else and it's okay. But if you do it here, it's bad for the environment. Just ask backwards in and of itself. That's a whole nother story. I'm just saying, that's my genius idea. It's not really that crazy when you think about it. And it would actually do a lot of good. If that's what they want to do to everything, I'd rather be on my house to keep my house cool, which means need less electricity to keep it cool, than, you know, tearing down fields, which just, I know it'll cover the ground, but it's less like that comparatively, because we need those trees for oxygen and all that. So putting it on buildings and houses makes a lot more sense. And they could blow all the money they want to do it, because they love doing it. And it would actually do something instead of all the stuff they're trying to do. But that's just me. But again, follow along. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Share it out. Subscribe. Let me know what you think, and be ready for tomorrow. Peace.